This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations inspectors arrived on Wednesday in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia on a mission to prevent a nuclear accident at a Russian-occupied power plant where nearby shelling has prompted global fears of disaster. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv updates VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine.
We have some, you know, different information from the IAEA officials and from the Russian representation in the Enerhodar and the Zaporizhzhia power plant. So according to Rossi, they are planning to examine the real situation there and to help to stabilize the situation as much as possible. Also, according to him, the mission plans to spend several days at the station, including talking with the staff and reporting on the results of the trip. However, according to the so-called head of the Zaporizhzhia regional state administration, which was appointed by the Russian forces, he said that the program of visit is designed for just one day. And he said that everything which would be needed supposed to be provided to the mission. But he also said that Russian forces which are present at the station, they are ready to show the evidence of shelling of the plant by Ukraine and to provide testimony of local residents on the territory of the nuclear power plant.
Russia captured the nuclear plant, Europe's largest, in early March, and its military force has been there ever since. Fighting was reported near the power station and elsewhere on Wednesday, with Kyiv and Moscow both claiming battlefield successes amid a Ukrainian counteroffensive. This is VOA News. Authorities in Ethiopia's Tigray region have reported a fresh airstrike in the capital, Mekele, that they say hit near a hospital and a center for displaced people. Meanwhile, Ethiopia's federal government said in a statement, fighting has spread to the west of Tigray near the border with Sudan. VOA's Henry Wilkins reports.
Kiprom Gebreselassie, the chief clinical director at Mekele's Ada Referral Hospital, said on Twitter that there was a drone attack close to midnight Wednesday near Mekele General Hospital. He said casualties were arriving at Ada Hospital without giving details. Meanwhile, Getachew Reda, a spokesman for the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, said on Twitter that at least three bombs were dropped on Mekele, with Mekele Hospital being among the targets. He said there were no conceivable military targets in the area where the attack took place. Due to a telecommunications blackout in Tigray, it was impossible for VOA to confirm the accounts or learn the extent of the casualties. On Wednesday morning, the Ethiopian government issued a statement saying the TPLF had invaded the Amhara region near the border with neighbouring Sudan. Reda denied the allegation, saying the government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is making up stories. A five-month ceasefire in Ethiopia's civil war came to an end last week, dashing hopes for peace talks. Each side has blamed the other for the renewed fighting. Meanwhile, Sudan's government has summoned Ethiopia's ambassador to Khartoum over an assertion he made that the Ethiopian military shot down a plane carrying weapons from Sudanese airspace. Sudan says the allegation was unfounded. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Hawassa, Ethiopia.
More than 50,000 monkeypox cases have been recorded in the global outbreak, WHO figures showed Wednesday, though transmission is slowing in the virus hotspots of Europe and the United States. The World Health Organization's dashboard now lists the more than 50,000 cases and 16 deaths, as reported to the UN agency, which declared the outbreak a global public health emergency in July. Recapping our top story, United Nations inspectors arrived on Wednesday in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhzhia on a mission to prevent a nuclear accident at a Russian-occupied power plant where nearby shelling has prompted global fears of disaster. The International Atomic Energy Agency team reached the city 55 kilometers away from the plant, where they're likely to spend the night before arriving at the facility on Thursday. Although Russian-installed officials suggest the visit may only last one day, the IAEA hopes for a longer trip. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.